Good morning. You are listening to the Actually Average podcast with your host, Alex. This is episode 4, where I elaborate on my relationship with anxiety. I'm going to start this off by saying I have had the shits for at least 5 days in a row now. I've thrown up once. I've been nauseous every single day as well. And why? Say it with me, folks. Anxiety. So let's rewind to when me and anxiety first met. 1994, June 3rd. No, I'm just kidding. So, obviously, 2020, COVID was a really hard time for everybody. I would say that kind of, like, stemmed my anxiousness. I started realizing, shit, things can go wrong and things can go wrong quick, and we kind of need to panic, but, like, not panic. And then come 2022, I had been going through so much, and it wasn't necessarily that I was going through shit. It was more so many of my loved ones around me were going through just random ass things that I could have never prepared for. And I felt like I needed to help and I couldn't. And it just sucked. It sucked seeing my loved ones struggling. And so it made me really anxious. So me and my friend, we were in Seattle. 2022, we were there for a John Mayer concert. Been fucking waiting. This is the first time that we had seen John Mayer come to the West Coast forever. So we were so excited. I told her that let's go to fucking John Mayer. And even on the flight there, I'm just off. I'm like, hey, just so you know, like, I think I'm really like excited or nervous or something because I can't stop like pooping and puking. Like, it's kind of crazy. I think it's because I'm that excited, which that didn't necessarily happen before. I'd always gotten like the nervous toots, but I had never really shat my brains out or puked from excitement. So I kept saying that that's what it was. On the plane, we were literally on the plane. I had the middle row, my friend had the window, and then this bitch in the fucking aisle. I'm sitting there, I'm looking at my friend. I'm like, hey, like, I'm still feeling kind of nauseous. This is kind of crazy. I was like, I think I'm going to fucking puke. I'm going to throw up. And so I'm trying to ask the fucking bitch. I was like, hey, excuse me, lady. I need to get in. Like, I need to move. She dead ass looks at me and she's like, this seatbelt sign is on. And I was like, oh, freaking fuck you. All right. So I grabbed the puke bag in the back of the plane seat and I threw up in this, like, threw up in the bag while sitting down. And I like kind of am leaning closer towards my friend. She's being a real one. She's shielding me because she was like, well, this bitch isn't letting you go. Like, we're gonna do this right here, right now. I got you. And the girl in the aisle is literally just staring at me in absolute disgust. So I get done puking and I look at her and I was like, that's why I needed to go to the bathroom. So then she finally let me go, which the deed was already done. Like, thank you. I guess I can go clean up myself. So I totally called the flight attendant. And she's like, if that happens again, you let us know and we will get her. And I was like, get her. Let's charge. And so we get to Seattle. I'm still just not feeling it. And when I am sick, I make it known. I am a miserable person. I try not to complain, but I complain a lot. Like, or if I'm like just not feeling right, like it's obvious is what I'm trying to say. And I felt bad because I was totally ruining the mood, like 100%. Trying very hard to snap out of it. We get to our Airbnb. I was like, I need to lay down. Something's up. Literally, I get the moral of the story is that throughout the entire trip, I either was in a bathroom, I was having to poop, or I was having to puke. However, I couldn't eat throughout the entirety of the thing. I think I ate 2 pieces of toast the entire time, and we were there Thursday through Sunday. And I could not keep anything down. I could barely keep water in my system. We had all of these different plans. This was her first time in Seattle, and I ruined it. It's still something that haunts me to this day. I told her that when I become rich and famous, I'm going to do a redo trip and make it up to her. But, so, like, we couldn't do any exploring. She ended up having to go get pizza by herself because I just, like, go walk and get the pizza, which was fine and everything. But, like, again, we were there together. It's just us. We were planning on doing all these different things for her first time in Seattle. And I couldn't move my body. I got to the point where I was like, fuck this. Like, I, mustered up enough like physical energy. I hopped on a bird scooter in my pajamas and I went down to a dispensary, found myself a little fucking disposable pen and a made my way back, puffed on that thing. That thing definitely helped. And it wasn't until then that I finally kind of started to like calm down, because when it comes to me not feeling well, I get worked up, all of these things. And then the whole time we're just sitting there talking, and she had said multiple times, she's like, dude, I think it's anxiety. I think you have anxiety. And in my head, I had never heard of anxiety affecting your stomach. So I refused to believe it was anxiety. Absolutely refused. I was like, I don't know, man. Like, I think this is different. And I don't know what I thought it was. I couldn't tell you what I thought it was. And then it got to the point where we were a day before the concert, because we got there Thursday. It was Friday night. And then Saturday was the concert. And so I was telling my mom, I was called her crying. I was like, I don't know what to fucking do. Like, I feel bad. We need to go to this concert, but I can't even get out of bed. I remember I literally slept like in the bathroom at one point, like propped myself up in the bathroom because I just could not leave that fucking bathroom. But my mom, she does mom things, and she starts Googling everything. And all of a sudden she sends me over a recommendation to get this thing called Emitrol. And because what was happening to my stomach is like my stomach was tightening, and I can like just feel it tightening, and I could not, it was not loosening up. And that's what was making me feel like I needed to get sick, even though I had nothing in my stomach. So what Emitrol does, shout out Emitrol again, not sponsored. This is the second episode in a row where I've like shouted out some medical ailment reliever, which is hilarious. But it helps relax your stomach muscles. It's good for nausea if you're hungover. And so that saved me. That is the only reason why I was able to make it to that concert, was because of this Emitrol. So now I am able to take it with me, or I know to take it with me whenever I travel, whenever I go anywhere that's not home, anywhere new. I keep that thing on me. And so then you may be wondering, Alex, well, why are you feeling this way right now? And the truth is, I feel like it's like a million different things going on. There's always a million different things going on. The biggest thing is that we are super excited to announce that we are moving. We are homeowners. We bought a home. We bought a house. But we're moving at the end of the month, at the end of August. And it's August 6th. So I am all of a sudden like, oh my gosh, we're go, go, go. But we can't move until the middle of the, like, or like start doing anything until the middle of the month. I don't know. So I'm just a little stressed about that. But then at the same time, like, I like to savor these last little moments in our home. And I want to take the time to still just not completely disregard our little home, even though it's, we're going to be moving. I like to still thank it for all it's done for us. So that's making me a little anxious. Also, my cousin's wedding is also at the end of the month, and I'm the maid of honor for that. And I'm anxious in a good way. I'm anxious for her. I'm anxious to have, honestly, this is the first time we've gotten the family together. This big, like everybody in the family together, I don't even know how long. Because when I had my wedding back in 2020, it was during COVID, so we were only allowed to invite 50 people. We got a big ass family, so this thing's gonna be big. It's going to be a lot. There's multiple sides. There's just for a lot. So I think I'm good anxious for this, but, yes. So it's kind of a lot riding on us. I'm all at once too. And it's like all major adult things. Oh my gosh, you guys, I got that job. I know in that last episode, I talked about how I had a job interview. I did end up getting that job. So I started that. But there's just a lot of newness coming up, and it's exciting, but it's still kind of nerve-wracking. It still kind of gets me a little flustered, and therefore, even though they're good things, I think my body is still recognizing that I'm feeling a certain way, and it can't differentiate whether it's like a good reason why I'm feeling this way or a bad reason, so it's still going to react the same, thus giving me the shits, apparently. So, and I will, like, it sucks, and I'm trying really hard. Like, I was taking Lexapro and loved it. However, because we are trying to start a family, that was recommended to get off of Lexapro. So I've just been raw dogging my emotions for right now. Yeah, but then I did also get prescribed Xanax. Xanax is I take as needed. I get anxious when I am on flights. Like, I get really bad flight anxiety. And knowing that I'm gonna have the shits that high up in the air and there's nothing I can do about it stresses me out even more, thus making the shits even more profound. So your girl got Xanax, and I haven't needed it yet because I have not flown since that, because I know that if I take it, it's gonna knock me out. So I can't just take it when I'm like feeling anxious or if I'm having an anxiety attack, because when I'm having an anxiety attack, more times than none is when I need to still be able to function for the rest of the day, like at work or like at home in the middle of the day, and I have other things I need to do. Like I can't just take a Xanax and knock out anytime I'm feeling anxious. I don't know how that works. So I've been trying to find like realistic ways to cope. My biggest thing is breathing. Like the box breathing, I will say, is probably one of the techniques that I go to, excuse me, go to the most is the box breathing. It's like where you breathe in for 5 seconds, hold for 5 seconds, breathe out for 5 seconds, hold for 5 seconds, and you kind of draw a box in the air or imagine that you're drawing a box while you're doing that. It's super silly, but it also distracts you because it kind of makes you focus on this stupid ass box rather than whatever's happening in the moment. But no, breathing is truly the best thing. And you guys, I smoke weed. I do that. I'm trying to cut back just because, again, I don't want to have to rely on it because that's crazy. I know that I need to be able to function without it. So I use it to help calm me down, or if I feel like my mind is running a million miles an hour and I just can't get it to stop, it helps tremendously. It makes me feel like regulated. It makes me feel like I can like breathe and finally have a clear thought without having a million other little dialogues and scenarios going on in the background. It's like tabs going on in my head. I know, like, because I do have ADHD too, like I'm always having tabs open. Like there's always something going on in my head. So when I smoke, it truly kind of just minimizes the number of tabs that are open and allows me to focus on nothing at once. It's nice. But you can't do that in all situations. So what do I do when I'm anxious as fuck and I'm in the middle of work or where I can't go smoke or pop a Xanax? I calm down. I truly try to my best to breathe. I truly just am like, okay, I am anxious. Let's calm down. If I'm able to sit down, I will. I'll drink some cold water, put a cold washcloth on the back of my neck, and those are truly like the best things to help me. If I have a moment, if I'm feeling more depressed than anxious, then I'll go on walks. I will spend time with my pets. I listen to calming music, paint. I love painting. I love being artistic and just creative. And so I just find different ways to channel my anxiety into more positive outlets. Like, I don't know. But I'm hoping to get this month kind of not necessarily over and done with because I love August and I know it's super close to fall. So I'm hoping to just take this month head on and take it as it comes and know that these next couple of weeks are going to be kind of crazy. But if I can at least prepare myself for that, then hopefully, just hopefully, I can embrace it with a little bit more ease and less. That would be cool. Yeah, I will end up going into more depth about my anxiety and the mind-gut connection in the future. I'm still debating on the structure of these episodes and how I want to do things, but if you guys could give me more feedback on my Instagram, that would be really cool as to what you like when it comes to podcasts. What podcasts do you normally listen to? How do they structure things? Do you like when it's just a solo person talking? Should I incorporate more guests? I know more guests because I've had so many so far. I know I would like to get guests in the future, but it's honestly something that was going to be like a while ways from now. But if that's something that you guys that would make you more inclined to stay tuned weekly, if I did it sooner, totally cool. Let me know. I'm gonna continue to work on this podcast, work on myself, and in the meantime, I'm going to be at work and packing up our little abode to get ready for a new chapter. So if I'm lackadaisical on social media, that's why. I'm doing a million things in the background. Don't always have time to post, don't always have time to advertise my episodes, which I need to be better about because I need to run this like a business, right? But okay, I'm just rambling at this point. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. If you have any questions about anxiety or like how I was able to come to terms with the fact that I needed to talk to someone about it and get help, please don't hesitate to reach out, comment on my Instagram, message me, whatever, and we can get through this together, okay? Like it's at the end of the day, we are going to be okay. You are going to be okay. Everything is going to be fine. So, with that being said, I hope you have a good rest of your day and don't forget to take care of yourself. Okay, love you. Bye.